Chapter 1. Positive Mental Attitude. The power of positive persuasion will show you how to define and acquire the things you desire from life, with ample power to transform every adversity into a richer, more desirable opportunity. This power can help you find a better self, even when you think you have applied your very best talents. During your study of this book, I hope to stimulate and bring into focus all the greater powers that are within you. When the written word brings new understanding and direction, stop where you are and take notes so that you can review and develop the habit of applying this new power. You will find that many of the great powers are already within you. They may need awakening and refining in order to develop your greatest potential. It is impossible for the author to know where or when each reader will discover the needed principle that will close his individual gap between success and mediocrity. A positive mental attitude is basic to all achievement. Having set out on your self-study toward a more successful way of life, begin by considering your habits of thinking. Your mental attitude determines your reaction to whatever situation confronts you. You act favorably or unfavorably, constructively or destructively, positively or negatively. Our mental attitude defines our personality. Men and women of great achievement have learned the art of keeping their minds positive. They have learned the art of keeping their minds directed to that which they desire from life. The choice is yours. At some point in life, most individuals are made keenly, even painfully aware, that they must always be making choices, choices that determine their destiny. It is as though at birth they were given two sealed envelopes, each of which contained orders by which their lives were to be governed. One envelope would contain a long list of the blessings the individual could enjoy if he recognized the power of his own mind, took possession of it, made it positive, and directed it carefully to ends of his own choice, without violating the rights of others. The other envelope would contain an equally long list of the penalties the individual must pay if he did not recognize this power and use it constructively. Our mind is the only thing we can control. Either we control it, or we relinquish control to other forces, and our minds and our wills become as chips in a puddle of water, being swept one way, then another, and never coming to any satisfactory conclusions, easily falling prey to any negative wind that blows. Without control, the mind loses its powerful effectiveness and is as a withered arm. With control, exercise, and direction, the mind gains power. Any situation that confronts man must be dealt with. There is no such thing as not reacting to a situation. The situation is a fact. Whether the situation is positive or negative depends on your reaction. The wise individual reacts in a consciously thoughtful manner, beneficial to his particular situation. He makes the choice of reacting thoughtfully, with purpose, and in the manner most suited to his best interests. This is mastery of a situation. The positive thinker is aware of this choice. The positive thinker is the realist. Achievement is a result of controlling the mind. Practice ensures control at all times. Even when the situation seems disastrous, there is the possibility of a positive attitude. This is best exemplified in the story of a strong and healthy farmer who was stricken with double paralysis. Discouraged and apparently helpless, he faced the reality that his days of farming were over forever. He remembered having read a book in which the author stated, "Every adversity carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit." He searched for that seed, and he found it. Calling his family together, he announced that he wanted every acre of his farm planted in corn. He wanted the corn fed to hogs, and he wanted the young pigs made into little sausages. Milo Jones became a millionaire from the products of the same small farm that had once afforded only a modest living.